I repeat, my boy, that on your planet, the beings of past epochs, especially those breeding on the continent of Asia, had attempted many times to use various methods of preserving edible products, and it always ended in the same way. First, certain persons, through their conscious or accidental observations, discovered the harmful consequences of this practice, both for themselves and for those near them. Then they communicated this to all the other beings, who, after making observations on themselves as impartially as possible, also became convinced of the correctness of these deductions. And ultimately, they all ceased to employ these practices in the process of their existence. Still quite recently on this same continent of Asia, certain beings again attempted not only to find a method to preserve edible products, but were even searching for some means for spending the least possible time on this inevitable being need of consuming the first being food. And they discovered what came close to being a very satisfactory method. I can describe to you in detail the interesting results of their investigations in this domain, because I not only knew personally the terrestrial three-brained being, who, thanks to his conscious labors, discovered this method, but was even present at several conclusive experiments he conducted on possible ways of applying it to beings. His name was Asiman, and he was a member of a group of contemporary Asiatic three-brained beings who had recognized their slavish dependence upon certain causes within them and had organized a collective existence for working on themselves to become free from this inner slavery. It is interesting to note that this group of terrestrial three-brained beings, one of whom was this brother Asiman, originally existed in the country formerly called Pearl Land and now called India. But when beings from the continent of Europe appeared there and began disturbing them and hindering their peaceful work, they all migrated across what are now called the Himalayan Mountains and settled partly in the country of Tibet and partly in what are called the valleys of the Hindu Kush. Brother Asiman was one of the group that had settled in the valleys of the Hindu Kush. As time was precious to the members of this brotherhood, who were working for their self-perfection, and the process of eating robbed them of a great deal of time, Brother Asiman, being well-versed in the science then called alchemy, set to work very earnestly in the hope of finding what is called a chemical preparation, the introduction of which into himself would make it possible for a being to exist without spending so many hours in preparing and consuming all sorts of products for his first being food. After long and intensive work, Brother Asiman found for this purpose a combination of chemical substances in the form of a powder, one small thimbleful of which, taken once every 24 hours, enabled a being to exist without consuming anything else but water, and to fulfill all his being obligations satisfactorily. When I chanced to visit this monastery, where Brother Asiman existed with the other brethren of that small group of your contemporary favorites, they had all been using this preparation for 5 months, and Brother Asiman, with the help of some of the other brethren who were also very familiar with this substance, was intensely busy with experiments, this time on a large scale. And these experiments showed them that in the long run, even this preparation could not suffice for normal being existence. After they had verified this, they not only entirely ceased using this powder, but even destroyed the very formula for preparing it that Brother Asiman had found. Several months later, I happened to return to that monastery and to acquaint myself with a document these brethren had composed on the very day that they ceased, once and for all, to use this astonishing preparation. This document contained, among other things, several very interesting details about the action produced by Assaman's preparation. It stated that when this preparation was introduced into the presence of a being, in addition to its nutritive property, this substance had a particular effect upon what are called the wandering nerves of the stomach, which was that not only did the need for food immediately cease in beings, but the desire to consume any edible product whatsoever also entirely disappeared. And if one of them was obliged to swallow something, it took a long time for the resulting disagreeable state to pass. This document also said that at first no change had been noticed in the presences of the beings who took this preparation for their nourishment. Even their weight did not diminish. It was only after 5 months that its harmful effect became evident in the common presences of the beings, by the progressive weakening of the power and sensitivity of their perceptive organs and certain of their manifestations. For example, their voices grew weaker, and their sight, hearing, and so on got worse. Furthermore, in certain of them, preceding the derangement of their being functions, changes were observed in their general psychic state. The document composed by these brethren gave a lengthy description of the changes of character in the beings after they had used Assaman's remarkable preparation for 5 months. And by way of illustration, some excellent and apt comparisons were included. Although none of the specific examples that were cited in this document have remained in my memory, I have retained the flavor of them and can give you their purport if I use once again the language of our respected Mullah Nasiruddin. For example, a brother with the character of, as they say, one of God's angels would suddenly become as irritable as someone of whom our dear Mullah Nasiruddin once said, "He is as testy as a man who has just undergone the full treatment by a famous European nerve specialist." Or again, beings who one day were as placid as the little butter lambs that the pious place on the festal table at their most important religious feasts would on the next day get as exasperated as a German professor when some Frenchman, also a professor, discovers something new in contemporary science. Or again, a being whose love was like that of a contemporary terrestrial suitor for a rich widow, of course, before he has received a single penny from her, would turn just as spiteful as one of those venomous persons who, foaming at the mouth, will hate that poor author who is now writing about you and me in his book entitled An Objectively Impartial Criticism of the Life of Man. This poor upstart author, by the way, will be hated by the full-blooded materialists and by the 96-carat deists, and even by those of the three-brain beings who have taken your fancy, who, as long as their stomachs are full and their mistresses are making no scenes, are incorrigible optimists, but who, on the contrary, when their stomachs are empty, become hopeless pessimists. Now, my boy, that we have mentioned this queer upstart writer, there is nothing for it but to inform you here about the perplexity concerning him that long ago arose in me and that continues to increase with regard to a certain naivete of his. I must tell you that from the very beginning of his responsible existence, he also became, whether by accident or by the will of fate, I do not know, a follower, and in fact a very devout follower, of our wise and esteemed Mullah Nasiruddin, and that furthermore, in the ordinary process of his being existence, he has never missed the slightest opportunity to act according to the unprecedentedly wise and inimitable sayings of our revered teacher. But now, according to the information that has reached me by Etherogram, all of a sudden, he appears to be constantly violating one of the most serious and practical counsels, certainly not accessible to everybody, which this teacher above all teachers formulated thus. Eh, brother, here on earth, if you tell the truth, you're a big fool. Whereas if you cheat and lie, you're only a scoundrel, though also a big one. So better do nothing and just recline on your couch and learn how to sing like the sparrow that has not yet been turned into an American canary.